The news starts now. AM 1240 and 95.3 FM. WJON.
Good morning. I'm Paul Abstrat. WJON News Time is 8:05. Your current temperature, 40 degrees here in St. Cloud. I'll have your full WJON weather eye forecast coming up following the news. News is brought to you this morning by Zablocki Roofing and Red Wing Shoes. One person was seriously hurt on Friday afternoon in a crash near Bram. The Minnesota State Patrol says at about 3 p.m., a minivan driven by 63-year-old Donald Fohol was turning from 397th Avenue onto South Highway 65 when he was rear-ended by a motorcycle, which then started on fire. The driver of the motorcycle, 24-year-old Caleb Schaefer of Prior Lake, was airlifted to Regents Hospital with life-threatening injuries. Fohol and the passenger in his car were not hurt in the crash. An arrest has been made in the armed robbery in Alexandria from Thursday. The Alexandria Police Department says Friday officers executed search warrants on a car and home in West Fargo, North Dakota, found evidence connected to the robbery, and they arrested Victor Wallace. On Thursday afternoon, Alexandria police responded to a robbery in progress at Bremer Bank and set up a perimeter along the east side of Broadway Street, but the suspect was not located. Video surveillance images of the suspect were taken from the bank, and the robber was reported to have had a handgun. An undisclosed amount of cash was taken. Police say continued leads from the public, video surveillance provided by local businesses, and cooperation between multiple agencies led to the identification of Wallace and his car. The Sartell Fire Department took part in a special training exercise Saturday morning. A property owner along 19th Avenue South donated their home to be used for fire training. Fire Chief Peter Kodrowski says the commanders were able to train on the outside for how to manage a fire scene, and on the inside, firefighters got to practice hose advancement techniques, hose line management, and actually attack the fire. He says the live controlled burn of a structure is a great opportunity for the department.
A live burn in an acquired structure just gives us the absolute most realistic fire conditions that we can experience. A lot of our department is under 5 years. Probably 50% of our fire department is under 5 years. So this is just an amazing opportunity for us to get people in there, feel the heat, the smoke conditions, see fire travel, and work with some experienced instructors and really advance their skill set.
Kodrowski says about two-thirds of the department took part on their own time to take advantage of the opportunity. The controlled structure burn went from 8 a.m. till noon. You can see photos of the practice training session on our website, WJON.com. Governor Tim Walz has ordered U.S. and Minnesota flags to be flown at half-staff this weekend in honor of firefighters. The governor proclaimed May 4th and 5th as Fallen Firefighters Memorial Weekend to honor those killed in the line of duty. Governor Walz says firefighters demonstrate courage and sacrifice their lives each and every day in order to keep communities safe, and the weekend honors those who bravely gave up their own lives to protect ours. Flags at state buildings are to be flown at half staff until sunset on Sunday, and individual businesses and other organizations are encouraged to lower their flags as well. Collectors turned out on Saturday to get their free comics. The first Saturday in May is Free Comic Book Day, and people were lining up as early as 9 a.m. in St. Cloud despite the rainy weather. There were 48 different titles to choose from for the 22nd annual event, including Star Wars, Marvel, and Doctor Who. There were also some limited edition toys people could purchase in celebration of the day, including a Marvel Gambit Funko Pop, Omni-Man Pop figure from Amazon's original show, and a special superhero lunchbox. Area fans could pick up their free books at Granite City Comics or the Great River Regional Library in St. Cloud. WJON News Time is 8:09, 40 degrees here in St. Cloud. Your WJON Weather Eye forecast is next.
WJON Radar Blender.
For St. Cloud and Waite Park, today clear skies with a high of 69 degrees. Tonight lows level off at about 46. Tomorrow, skies becoming overcast with a daytime high of 72. Breezy as well, southeasterly winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, rain moves back in, scattered thunderstorms likely, otherwise overcast with a low of 56. Those winds increase to 20 to 25 miles per hour. On Tuesday, a mix of clouds and sun develops with scattered thunderstorms likely and a high of 69. Wednesday, high temperature of 68 under partly cloudy skies with a chance for some scattered showers. And Thursday, cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Chance for some scattered rain as well and a high of 60. Friday, slight chance for scattered showers. Otherwise, a mix of clouds and sun in the daytime, high of 63. So some more rain moving in. Enjoy today and tomorrow. Get some yard work in if you can. Currently, we're at 40 degrees here in St. Cloud. You can access WJON on your Amazon Echo anytime. Just say, hey, Alexa, play WJON. Paul Hapstritt, WJON News.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.